Our reflection for the sixth Sunday of Easter we find in John, the 14th chapter, verses 23 through 29. This text for this Sunday seems to be similar to the text for the last or the fifth Sunday of Easter. It is a text where Jesus talks about leaving, which is like last Sunday. However, this text introduces something new, a promise of the Spirit, who will lead the followers of the risen Lord into deeper wisdom, knowledge, and even peace. There is another difference in the text. This text talks about Jesus' word. It speaks of all those who keep the word. They are those the Father loves, and the Father will dwell among those he loves. He will be present. What a promise! Oh, it is true that there is also tucked into this promise the thought of obedience to the word. I mean, keeping the word is obeying the word. This obedience often gets confusing for us, for we make keeping the word into a law. This is what you must do if you love the Lord, and it is true. However, we keep the word because we love the Lord, not to gain Jesus' favor. Obedience, you see, is an opportunity, not an obligation. And then the word that I love so much, peace. We don't find peace in the world, so why look for it there? Peace is found in this relationship of love that we have with Christ Jesus. It more happens than is designed. It happens when we live in relationship with the Father and the Son. You've got it. We're on our way. A journey down through the texts that take us to the doctrine of the Holy Trinity on Trinity Sunday. But that's yet to come. Right now we're talking about the Father's love for the Son and the Son's love for the believers and his promise to send the Spirit to dwell with us all. The Spirit of truth who will show us all things and bring us to peace.